I'm Cheryl Corley, and for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're broadcasting from Chicago Public Radio. In a moment, the story of how Rwandan women are rebuilding their country a decade after the genocide there. But first, the end of the school year is coming for millions of young people across the nation. And for many teenagers, that means a summer job. And it's not just for pocket money. For a good portion of the nation's youth, finding summer employment is a necessity. But that may be very tough this year. A new study suggests that youth unemployment will hit record levels this summer in several major American cities, and that Black and Hispanic youth could be especially hard hit. Joining us now to discuss this issue is Jack Wiest, the executive director of the Alternative Schools Network. It's an organization that is an advocate for youth education and employment programs and is helping to organize several rallies today to spread awareness of the potential employment crisis. Also with us is Keonshe Richardson of the Urban Alliance Program, which helps young people find jobs and internships. She's also a student at Trinity University in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Well, Shay, let's begin with you. Tell us about your own experiences trying to find a job and how that led to the work you're doing on this issue today.
It's very hard for me to find a job. Before I got a job with Urban Alliance, I searched high and low. And every time I turned around, everybody's like, well, you don't have experience, or you can't do this, or you don't have this. So it's like I was getting turned down all the time. And it was very hard for me because college is very, very expensive. It's like, where am I going to get the money to pay for college? I have scholarships and stuff, but I still need to pay for it out of pocket. And it's like, I need a job. And nobody was giving me a job.
And you were putting in application after application?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, how much trouble are young people like Shay having in the job market, according to your study on youth unemployment?
The study has shown that kids are having a heck of a time. The jobless rate for all youth this summer will be about 66% for Black youth. In Chicago, it's 85% for Black youth, 70% for Hispanic youth, and 65% for white youth. So these are devastating numbers. It's a tough job market all across the country. You know, there's been about hundreds of thousands of jobs lost just for adults in the last 4 or 5 months, and the economy is not really generated the kind of jobs and the income in the last 20 years. So it's a tough market for adults, and it's a very tough job market for youth.
Jack, let me ask you this, though. Lots of teenagers are in school. They're in summer school. They're not actively looking for a job. So can you explain these numbers a little bit more? How do you get to that 66%?
Well, kids are always looking for jobs. Many of the kids we work with just get discouraged like Shay and don't find jobs because they don't even look anymore. We've got kids who have put in 25, 30 job applications. The key distinction is, particularly in the inner city and lower income kids, they just give up, and they're not even counted as unemployed. So the unemployment rate doesn't get a grasp at all of the serious situation. You know, as you drive around the west side of Chicago or south side, you see kids everywhere, young guys particularly, and none of them exist statistically, but they're on the streets.
Compare those numbers, Jack, to previous years. Are they higher than normal?
It'll probably be a little bit higher in terms of joblessness than it was last year, and that would make it this year over last year the highest rate that this country has ever seen. Basically, we started recording data pretty accurately after World War II, so this would make it historically the highest rate of joblessness for youth in the country.
Now, is this going to be a problem just for students or broader implications for the U.S. economy?
Oh, I think it's a bad indication for the economy. The economy's not doing as well. We've urged the Congress, and the Congress has listened somewhat. We're hoping they listen a little bit more, that they provided rebates for adults, taxpayers, and that. The summer jobs program at $2 billion would get almost 2 million kids off the street this summer and also could continue through the year. And the kids will spend every dollar. It'll be a great stimulus. All the studies are showing that the rebates that are going to taxpayers, about 80% of that's probably going to go for paying off debt and really not spend in the economy at all. Real bluntly, these summer jobs were created off the riots that occurred in Newark and other riots subsequent to that. And the last big infusion of money for summer jobs was in 1992 in the Rodney King riots. And unfortunately, the summer jobs program, which the federal government funded at about $1 billion, mm-hmm. ended in 2000, and then so that now about 750,000 kids who used to have jobs are on the street. And that's a dangerous situation for them personally, but for all of us.
Shay, you're helping to lobby Congress to provide more jobs for youth. Can you tell us who you're working with and what you're doing exactly?
I work for Urban Alliance, and it's a nonprofit organization that helps high school seniors and rising juniors. They don't just give them a job. They teach them the skills, such as the professional skills, the dress attire, time management, multitasking, how to deal with conflict in the workplace. They teach them all that stuff, and then they give you a job. Mm-hmm. That way you know how to go into the professional world professionally and handle yourself and don't come out of character.
Jack, as I understand, several rallies being held across the country today. What are you hoping to accomplish with those?
Well, one is just a call for help from the Congress, and then secondly, to get the young people involved. They understand the situation, they're living it day by day, and we're just asking the Congress and even the president to listen to these young people's call for some kind of help to get them off the street, to get them a job and get them the confidence, and as well to stimulate the economy.
All right. With that, I'll say thank you to you both. Jack Wiest is the executive director of the Alternative Schools Network. He joined us by phone from Chicago. Also with us was Shay Richardson. She works with the Urban Alliance program, and she joined us in our studios in D.C. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For more information about the study and the rallies, visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore.